It's Pledge Weekend, brothers and sisters, for the CMA, the Catholic Ministries Appeal. I'll talk about that here in a moment, but first, just a word on the gospel and first reading. Last week, we heard Luke's version. The week before was John's version of what happens to the apostles after Jesus dies and is buried. We realize everyone, they're terrified, they're frightened. They go so far as to lock themselves together for fear of the Jews. And what does Jesus do, everyone? He comes in their midst, and what does he say? Peace be with you. Peace. Now, let's be honest, everyone. He could have hammered them. I mean, there is some, you know, some of the guys there, you know, would say, some of the apostles would say, we will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus knew better. And he could have really been tough. But, you know, he doesn't. He comes in, and what does he say to him? Peace be with you. Now, it's one thing, brothers and sisters, to speak words. It's another thing, everyone, to back it up. And that's the power, everyone, of the first reading in the gospel of today. The gospel Jesus today says, I am the good shepherd. Not just a shepherd, the good shepherd. And what do we learn about a good shepherd? A good shepherd knows his sheep. Good shepherd doesn't do this. I'll work 3 months, take 3 months off, back to work, 3 months off. Good shepherd knows his sheep. And can we say that about Jesus? Of course we can. Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows us. And what do we learn about a good sheep shepherd? He's willing to die for the sheep. And did Jesus do that? Of course he did. And that's what we learn from the first reading of today. We think about a stone, everyone, a permanent fixture. You can use a rock. I've been telling people this weekend that if you take Highway 30 from Stuartville to Oslo, the little village of Oslo, on the north side, about 500, 600 yards out in the field, there's this gigantic rock, everyone. It's been there, I'm sure, for years and years and years and years. Maybe even since the glaciers. You know, and it's fascinating, everyone. Every year I go there, farmer just farms around it, doesn't even try to move it. The only thing that's different on it, it seems like from year to year, is the graffiti on it. You know, when I first came, it was HHS, Hayfield High School, I presume. But now I notice a change. It changes from time to time. But what doesn't? The fact that it's there. It's immovable. So not only does Jesus come and say, peace be with you, and promise I am the good shepherd, he means what he says. I'll lay down my life for the sheep. Anybody can try, but I'm immovable. I will never, ever leave you. And that, everyone, is what surely should give us true peace. So let's celebrate that, everyone, as we gather on this, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Brothers and sisters, this is our pledge weekend for the Catholic Ministries Appeal. Some good news for you today. Remember, everyone, there's a difference between Catholic Ministries Appeal and Rooted in Faith, Rejoice and Hope. The Rooted in Faith, Rejoice and Hope, I think, wraps up this year for resurrection. It came in three different phases. Now, remember, everyone, Rooted in Faith, Rejoice and Hope's purpose was to look at sound systems. So we've already been starting to use those funds. And actually, everyone in this church, those two speakers that you say, the gray speakers, are the speakers that we need for the sound in this church. That's all. That's where all of this that you're hearing is coming from. Now, you're on camera, everyone. I hope you know that. Main gathering above it, there's actually a camera there. When you leave today, they turn the two televisions on out there. Purpose of that camera, everyone, is to shoot what's going on in here out into the gathering space. That way, if there's an overflow crowd, people can watch from there. Also, everyone, the computers give us the ability to use that also, everyone, for a display for announcements that we can run during the week. If you ever get down in Father Zankal, that's where it's even more fascinating. North, South, Center Hall, each has its own electric projection screen now, everyone. And what you can do there is you can have a conference in the South Hall, Center Hall, North Hall, three separate conferences all at one time. Okay, using technology, using screens, but you can open up everything. And here's the other thing. You can use all three of those screens to watch what's going on in the church from that camera. Okay, that's what came from Rooted in Faith, Rejoice and Hope. Okay, so that's what's being now installed. Now remember, the Catholic Ministries Appeal is different. It's taken up every single year, and money's given to help fund ministries for the Diocese of Winona. The goal for resurrection, this year is $80,370. So here are the statistics in 9 weeks, over the first 9 weeks. 192 households have pledged $74,340 for the appeal. We currently stand at 92% of goal in the first 9 weeks. Pretty impressive. 192 households make up 14% of resurrection parishioners. The diocesan average of households who pledge is 25%, so that's what I'd like to do. See if we can't bump it up to that 25%. Now, just a reminder, everyone, if you fall short of your goal, the CMA, you have to pay the difference. You have to, every parish. If you go over goal, and if you have a project, then everyone, all the money's over goal comes back 100%. Resurrection does. The money's over goal last year, we will be able to install the appropriate gas line and outlets in the kitchen. Two, we can now purchase a convection oven, hot box, and stainless steel tables. But before we dig into the project this year, we'll address phase two in the final phase of the project. With any funds exceeding goal for this year, we would like to purchase a gas stove and grill along with a larger hood and ANSEL system for fire suppression. So to accomplish this, our target over goal is $20,000. Thus, we need to raise $100,370. So the CMA gives us the opportunity to fundraise for a specific project, and that indeed is what we are doing. So on this weekend, what I just ask you to do, everyone, the other masses, we took time to fill them out, but that's okay today with a smaller crowd. If you can help us out, just take an envelope home, take one home with you, fill it out, bring it back, drop it in the box, drop it at the parish center, or else you can mail it in themselves. Okay? But remember, the monies that we use will help us with phase two of the kitchen project. So again, everyone, thanks for everything. God bless. And let's pray through the intercession today of the Good Shepherd.